Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey, friend, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I remember a season in my life where being different felt like the wrong thing. Do you remember those middle school years when you're just trying to figure life out and you're trying to grow into your own person and, you know, physically you're just awkward and socially, emotionally, all those things, it's just really hard. And so when somebody would say, you're different, oftentimes you would taint that. You would think, that's negative. I don't want to be different because different seems weird or strange or extreme or kooky or whatever. So different seems something odd. But I remember a few years ago listening to a teaching by Pastor Craig Rochelle that was called Weird. And his thing or his thesis, as best as I can remember, is normal isn't working. Normal is stressed out. Normal is burnt out. Normal is broken marriages and heartache and all those things. And so he said, if normal is the thing, I would rather be weird. And I love that idea, especially today, as we think about this idea of a different kind of motivation. When Paul was writing in 1 Corinthians, he's writing to really young believers that are immature. They're just new to faith, and they're trying to figure out, how do I live for God in the middle of this culture? And in the midst of this, he gives us a principle about motivation. And this principle of motivation, I think, is super helpful because normal in our world is to be motivated by what's in it for me. In other words, we're selfish. And that's just true. We're just naturally born that way. We naturally put ourselves first. And sometimes that's a healthy thing, but oftentimes, honestly, it's unhealthy. And so when Paul's writing, he says to them, and he's writing to a specific context, they're wrestling with what kind of food are you allowed to eat? And there's so much backstory there that I can't unpack in this little podcast, but I would encourage you to check out our sermon replays on Sugar Hill Church and look for Testing the Gray Areas. But here's what Paul says in the midst of this argument about, can I eat it? Can I not? Is it okay? Is it not? He says in verse 13 of 1 Corinthians 8, he says, therefore, based on this whole argument of can I not, is it okay, is it not? Therefore, if food causes my brother to sin, I will never eat meat again. And then listen to this last phrase in verse 13, so that I will not cause my brother to sin. Now, the backstory is the meat he's talking about is meat that was sacrificed to false gods. And some people thought that that meat was spooky, that it had demons attached to it. Other people thought, hey, it's cheap meat. And it's good meat, let's buy it. And in the midst of that, Paul's like, I'm not going to tell you if it's always right or it's always wrong, but here's what I will tell you. I will not do anything that will cause my brother to stumble. And so the motivation of somebody that says, I want to live the ethic of Jesus, I want to follow Jesus, I want to live how he would live, is somebody that says, you know what, I'm going to put other people first. Instead of the gravitational pull towards myself and what's in it for me, and am I going to get the promotion? Am I going to get the credit? Am I going to get all the stuff? And so let's put other people first. One great question that a mentor of mine has taught me to ask over and over again is, what do they need right now? In other words, we're all sick. We all have needs in our lives. And instead of putting my needs first and looking out for me, there's a shift that takes place when I ask this question, what do they need right now? How can I be medicine for them? How can I put that other person first? In other words, we can choose to put ourselves first and become a stumbling block, or we can put the other person first and become a stepping stone. Here's four questions I recently have been wrestling with as I try to figure out, how do I meet somebody where they're at and not cause them to stumble? The first question is, what do they know? What do they know when we're debating something? What do they actually know? Do they have the foundation that I'm coming from? Number two, what do they believe? All of us carry beliefs. Even people that would consider themselves non-religious, they still have beliefs embedded in their thinking. The third question is, why do they believe it? Is it something that they intentionally chose, or is it something that they just adapted from the culture around them? And then the fourth question is there an area that they're weak? Where are they weak? Where is a place that if I'm not careful, I will unintentionally cause them to stumble. And so today, I just want to encourage you, as you think about living out your faith today, as you think about walking in the ways of Jesus today, shift your motivation. And instead of looking out for your own interests, look out for the interest of others so that we will not cause someone else to stumble. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.